98.1 KZE, good afternoon. Welcome back. This is Will with you here. My guest this afternoon, Greg Gagne. Greg is the general manager at the Woodnotes Grill at the Emerson Resort and Spa in Mount Tremper, New York. For everything with the Emerson, of course, you can go to emersonresort.com, and they are participants in this year's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which is coming up November 1st through the 13th. Three courses, lunches for $20.95, dinners for $29.95. You can go to valleytable.com. You can also go to Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.com. This conversation, a part of our yearly sort of celebration of everything that makes Hudson Valley Restaurant Week such a all-around good time. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to come and hang out with us here in Red Hook. It sounded like, just from kind of talking to you a little bit and hearing your conversation in the lobby area, that you're sort of new-ish to Red Hook a little bit.
Yeah, I am. It was nice pulling in because it's a very cool looking cute town.
We got a good little town, although you're kind of new to Red Hook, but you've spent most of your life, it sounds like, or all of it, in the Hudson Valley, and many years in the restaurant industry.
Always in the Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. And you know, we started in restaurants when I was 16 and bussing tables and making drinks, and that really being around the excitement of it, it's just always been something that's been close to me.
That sounds sort of like a story where maybe there's probably, I'm guessing, no few jobs in the restaurant industry that you haven't had. Just kind of the feel I'm getting.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of hit all ends. You know, me and my wife had a cafe in Gardner for about 7 years.
Okay.
So, you know, we do it all. And even to this day, you know, some days I find myself in the kitchen helping out or bussing tables or spend a lot of time behind the bar because I love making drinks and mm-hmm. I love the interaction with people. But it keeps it exciting, you know, and this way we know what goes on, you know, when we can do every part of it.
How long have you been with the Emerson?
So I started last year about this time, the 26th of October.
Okay.
Just came on before Woodnotes opened.
Okay.
So we opened right before Thanksgiving.
And so you folks opened last year, and then did you take part? I'm just trying to get the timeline here. Did you take part in the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week in the fall last year?
Yeah, we did. So that was our first time, and it was a really good experience. It's a fun way to get people in and try our menu, and it's just a good group of people to be involved with. You know?
Yeah, I just can't imagine that would be. I mean, that seems like a lot to take on to me. I can't imagine most restaurants opening up and then just right after you open, you're going to bring in sort of the chaos and the fun of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. That seems like a lot to bite off.
Well, it wasn't like a real, yay, everyone's excited to do it at first. But once we got going and
sure.
thought about the menu and thought about getting people in the door, it made sense for us.
It is an event where oftentimes I think you see new traffic coming in, people that are beyond your regular customers. Do you guys see that on your end with kind of new faces in the building?
Yeah, you absolutely do. Because I think a lot of people take the 2 weeks and look at it and say, okay, we've got this great deal. We can try out, you know, 4 new restaurants. It's really affordable and it's going to be a lot of fun. They'll get with groups of their friends they haven't seen and just kind of plan it out. So we do get a lot of new people, and it does kind of bring new people to a lot of the restaurants in the area.
You mentioned to me as we were getting to know each other that that's something that's really important for you in terms of with Restaurant Week, but just the Emerson as a whole is sort of having people feel like Woodnotes Grill is approachable.
Yeah, I think one of my goals really is to just get people in the door. You know, I drove by the Emerson a lot before I ever worked there, and
sure,
I never stopped in. I wasn't sure. So it's always open. There's lots of great things to do. You can come to the restaurant. We have a beautiful sitting space. You can just relax. You can hang out outside. It's not a private place. It's not just for our guests. It's kind of for everyone.
Okay.
Our owner would love it if that, you know, people treated it as a clubhouse. That's her dream.
Yeah.
You know, just to come in and see people relaxing and hanging out and enjoying the amenities.
So. Well, I might take you up on that. It sounds like then Restaurant Week is a perfect fit for you folks. What are some of the things that you guys are trying this year that you're excited for new faces and maybe regular faces, folks to come in and sample?
Well, I think a lot of our food is we're just trying to source as responsible as possible. And we're trying to do approachable food with a little spin on it. So things, you know, just done our way. Right now, there's a great farm a little north of us called Mercer Farm, and we're getting guinea hens from them.
Ooh.
So we took chicken breasts off the menu for right now, and we're doing a roasted guinea hen, which is out of this world.
Okay.
And it comes from a girl. You know, she brings them right down. They're fresh. They're all natural. We do a house-made fettuccine, venison meatballs, porcini mushrooms. So, you know, a lot of the usual dishes, just a little spin, and we try to create, you know, create things as locally as possible and try to think of, you know, what is indigenous Catskill food?
Yeah.
Which there's people from all different cultures. So it's really what we can find in the mountains and the hills and from the people around us.
I like that idea of indigenous Catskill food. That's something I've never heard before, but I'm going to use that now. Do you find the folks in the kitchen are excited by the challenge? Maybe they have to stretch themselves a little bit when they start to sort of limit the reach of like, how far are we going to go for these products? Maybe we're not going to go as far. We're going to sort of focus local.
Yeah, it can be harder, the sourcing part, but it gives them more excitement to say, okay, how can we use this or what can we use? And then it's like, how do we go get this? You know, how do we find this? But I do see more excitement when we change our menus more often, when we do use products that are a little different. It's like, we do this great fried chicken for happy hour because everybody loves fried chicken.
Yeah.
We're like, great, we're getting these guinea hens. Let's do fried guinea hen chicken.
Yeah.
Well, it might not have worked so well, but it was fun to try, you know, and we're always thinking, and that's what's fun. It's like, we have to keep our staff really excited and fun too, because you got to have a smile when you go to work. So we want people to come in and have a smile, and we want our people just creating fun, happy atmospheres.
My guest this afternoon, Greg Gagne. He is the general manager at Woodnotes Grill at the Emerson Resort and Spa in Mount Tremper, New York. To see what's happening at the Emerson, it's emersonresort.com. And to see what's happening with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, you're going to go to hudsonvalleyrestaurantweek.com. Valleytable.com will work as well. They are, of course, participants in this year's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week coming up November 1st through the 30th. Three courses, lunches for $20.95, dinners for $29.95. I'm guessing the Emerson and Woodnotes Grill that you folks get really busy on the weekends during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. People should, if they really want to get in for dinner, I'm guessing, on like Fridays and Saturday nights, they should make a reservation.
Yeah, I mean, I would always recommend reservations because this time of year, you know, the seating is smaller. We don't have the decks open and the outside dining. But it is a great space, very comfortable space, but you make a reservation, then we're ready for you when you get there. It just makes it better.
You mentioned how much you enjoy being behind the bar and working on cocktails. Do you folks, this is something I've seen increasingly over the last few years with Restaurant Week, that people are tying in seasonal cocktails with the menu. Do you guys?
Yeah, we do. You know, we're always creating new cocktails.
Okay.
But we love the idea, like we just did a whole hot toddy list. So it's six different hot drinks that are hot toddy variations.
That's fun.
Things like that. So we're definitely
Can you give me a specific example? I'm trying to think of something beyond just like a regular hot toddy.
Well, we have, say, bourbon, smoked vermouth, Campari, a little star anise syrup.
Okay.
Beautiful. Hot water and you're good.
Yeah.
Earl Grey infused gin, a little quina quina, which is an orange aperitif, hot water, lemon. It's like the best tea you'd ever have.
Sounds very comforting this time of year.
It is. We, you know, it's a lot of stews, a lot of hot drinks, and rich drinks. We like drinks with backbone, strong profiles, bitter drinks. You know, it's the season, so let's enjoy these things.
Are you trying to, when you can, go in the local direction with the cocktails as well?
Oh, definitely. We have, I mean, like our vodkas, so we only have, say, five vodkas right now.
Okay.
And half of them are local, you know. So we have 1857 that they do 100% estate grown, all potatoes, which is awesome. And then Vly Creek, which is right around the corner from us, so.
Isn't that cool? You could 10 years ago, you could not do that.
It's really awesome. The big trick is having products that everyone's going to, because there's people, you have to have Grey Goose. Great. Here it is.
Yeah.
But maybe after their fifth, they're going to try a local one, right?
Or just their first.
So the trick is, well, I mean, maybe fifth time.
Yeah. Okay. Fifth time in the building.
The trick is having stuff that everyone wants, right?
Yeah.
But maybe letting them try the local stuff, try the new stuff, you know, not forcing them.
Isn't it
but
amazing?
Having it to offer.
People will very often make the right choice if you just let them.
They really will. We just have to ask them if they'd be interested.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it sounds like you guys are prepping for just a really good time. It's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week coming up November 1st through the 13th. Three courses, lunches for $20.95, dinners for $29.95. HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com or ValleyTable.com. And to see what's happening at the Emerson, EmersonResort.com. Greg Gagne, thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us.
Thank you very much for having us. It was a lot of fun.
We really appreciate it. Greg Gagne, general manager of Woodnotes Grill at the Emerson Resort and Spa in Mount Tremper, New York. EmersonResort.com. Best of luck with Restaurant Week, and hopefully we get to see you down the road.
Thanks a lot, Will.
It's 98.1 KZE.